Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, my friends, time for What Would Deacon Do? Hallelujah.
All right. Here's an email that I received from a woman who listens to this show yesterday, and she is facing a moral dilemma and would like some advice, not only from our very religious producer, Reverend Rob, but from the listeners, those of you who listen to this show. And I can summarize her email because it's rather lengthy, but this woman and her husband are in a bit of an argument because this woman is always concerned about not lying to her children.
Okay.
She has two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has.
I get it.
Yep.
She has a 7-year-old.
Yep.
And she has a 5-year-old.
Okay.
And she and her husband are fighting about Santa Claus. And so she has, apparently they've been fighting over it every Christmas for the last 4 years because she believes that she ought to be honest with her children when it comes to, LB, you have a problem with this one?
Oh.
Can you enjoy the season a little?
Well,
right. It brings out the best in people.
The husband basically doesn't, he says it's a little white lie, but it's a little white lie that is done in the name of the Christmas season. And I'm trying to be careful just in case somebody's randomly tuning in but
it's not just about your kids. It's about the other kids too. Because there's always that one kid who comes into school who says this particular thing.
And my parents told me because
then
they have the parents who have to be honest.
Right.
Like I don't.
And then the other kids go home crying. Well, the other parents have to do damage control.
She says she believes it's a bad example to set.
Why?
For kids.
Stealing from CVS is a bad example to set. Doing heroin is a bad example to set.
I just well, my other peeve with this is the people that go, oh my God, he's 11 years old and still, and you're like, shut up.
Yeah, I know.
The kid's jacked up.
Yeah.
Let him be jacked up for a month.
I mean, to be honest, it's a nice thing.
Yes.
It happens to be a nice thing to believe in something. And there's not a lot of things that are nice things that you believe in the world.
Right.
Rob believes in another nice thing there, you know.
Don't you dare.
Jesus Christ.
Sir?
Forgive him, Lord.
He shall smite you.
No, but Rob.
He knows
not. Fire and brimstone at 20 Guest Street later today.
Rob, what do you,
but, you, know,
what do you think? What do you
I think this is a really common occurrence amongst a lot of families, especially
really?
When, what did you say, the ages were 7 and 3?
Seven and five.
Yeah, so this is about I'm kind of surprised this young. I was thinking more along the lines like 8, 9, 10.
Right.
You get to that teetering spot where you're not even so much concerned about what to tell them, but what they're hearing elsewhere.
Right.
And especially now, my God, kids with technology, and they're so wit, you know, like they can, well, at least my 3-year-old can open and we call it apples, but an iPad, she knows how to log into stuff. And I'm like freaking out.
She's wicked smart.
Yeah.
She is wicked smart. We have to really, really watch her like a hawk. So I get it. Now, here's how you can kind of feel good and know that, like, you're not necessarily telling any fibs here. St. Nicholas was a Greek bishop.
Right.
He's a real dude, man.
Right.
Let's need not forget. He's the basis for one of the most prolific guys of our time that happens around this year. You know
I would
I mean?
Say,
so,
I, like,
right,
I,
Matt, Damon,
my mom
down.
Used to always say, if
how
I
do you
said,
like them apples.
If I used to say, do you believe? My mom would always say, I believe in the magic of Santa Claus, which was not really a It's not really a lie. Right. It's kind of a...
And that's... What?
Now, here's a guy who's texting in and says, I agree with the wife on this one. You tell them a big lie year after year after year,
oh,
and then you ruin it by telling them that it was not true.
But, you let it happen naturally.
Yes,
when
yeah.
your son comes to you and says, hey...
Right.
You know, when he's like 10 or whatever, yeah. you know, there's that window of mm-hmm. opportunity. And he says, yeah, Johnny, my buddy Johnny at school says that it is this.
Yeah.
And you say,
well,
it's, what, you know, it's about the magic of Christmas.
Yeah, whatever anybody believes in, they believe
right.
in. I mean,
right.
I don't know what's so right. wrong.
Well, and that's the biggest thing. Like, I have to say, please do not take the magic from
right.
anyone. You know, that's
yeah.
the one just... part of this year where it breaks my heart. And what I don't know if you guys have traditions when it comes to gift giving. I know a lot of different families do, but you can kind of go, hey, these couple of gifts are from mom and dad, you know, and
yeah.
Santa's bringing the rest of them.
Yeah.
So that way you're at a compromise or
yeah.
you're not, you know, you can feel good about telling them what you want, but for the love of God.
Yeah.
LB still believed up until like five
oh,
years
no.
ago.
I know, I can't believe
60.
You ruined it for him.
Yeah. At Christmas time, I go by my leap year age. I'm a mere 13 and change.
I don't think it's lying, though. When this
it's
woman,
not lying.
When
it's
when,
not.
When this woman says it's lying, it's
no, people
it's
really
pretending.
Believe that.
It's, no, I know. There's a lot of people texting in who say it's a big lie, mm-hmm. and they refuse to lie to their kids.
What?
Like they're you know, they're moral hardos or whatever. Like, I mean, honestly,
yeah, I'm sure you're telling them all the truth about everything, like daddy's gambling habit too.
Well, and that's what I want people to recognize. You know, take into consideration that these children. For instance, the other day when I was trying to explain to my daughter what Earth was, you know, she wasn't really grasping all the concepts of it. So for you to take this hardcore, you're thinking like an adult, not like a child.
Yeah.
You know, at times they, you know, say absurd things.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
think they're, my son thinks he's a lion half the time. So you got to kind of remember, you got to get down to their level and take it as it is.
This is true. This is a 781 texter who pretended that they believed until college so they could still keep getting an extra gift or
heck
two.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't understand.
Do that?
Hey, Mom, Dad, does Santa ever just give cash?
I don't understand why parents let him get the credit for the good gifts.
I'll just say this. The Wilster put it perfectly yesterday. Annie told me that when he got up yesterday morning, he said, you know what? I have a Christmas tree, and I got to play hockey. My life is perfect.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go.
That is like a Hallmark special.
Your advice is, Rob, your advice is...
Keep the magic.
Yeah.
Keep the magic.
If you got to figure a compromise, do it. But
all right.
Please keep that magic.
Yeah. Keep the magic of the season. Thank you.
You have officially been saved by WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.